the next thing, I've been working with Meshtastic, which I haven't got to work quite that well as they do on YouTube that I've seen some of the guys do. But there is a group of people in La Porte that have been getting together trying to build the mesh network in La Porte. As soon as I get my stuff up and going and make some contacts with them, I am going to get in contact with them to try to get some ideas on what they want to do. I'm thinking that if I reached out to Danny and we put something up on the tower for Meshtastic that was solar-powered, I'm pretty sure he'd be okay with it. But that's just one of my thoughts with that. But there is a group, and if I find out any more with this group, if they're going to meet, I know they had a meeting a week or two ago at the library here in La Porte, and I'm going to try to get into one of their meetings and talk with them. And I'll be posting some stuff about that on my YouTube or on my Facebook page as well. But just a couple of things I wanted to add out there.
Okay, Travis. Yeah. Thanks for adding that, because there's a lot of stuff that happens that I don't get in my preamble that I rely on all you guys to help advertise. So that's cool. That's cool. Thank you for advertising that. And on ham.live, we got KA9OVO is asking a question. Basically, he's wanting to build an all-star node, which I have done. Hayden has also done. And Chris, any radio will work with that all-star node, any analog radio. K5 plus Pro K5. What's K5? Is that in Raspberry Pi? So, if you get on YouTube, this is how I did it. And also Bill, AI9NG, another great resource. But if you go on the YouTube and go to Ham Crusader, he has a lot of videos on how to make an all-star node. There are actually a ton of videos on YouTube. That's how I did it, because I would probably still have to do it because I can't remember everything I did. But you already got the Raspberry Pi, so now you need the, if you're wanting to make it like a repeater in your house, you're going to need the HAT, I think they call it, with an SA818 chip in it, which is the transmitter that you can set up to a specific frequency. And see there, Bill put in a link there for you, there, Chris, on ham.live. Chris, KA9OVO, you got a question you'd like to ask on the radio, go ahead.